Behold the Man by James Smith, 1865. Behold the Man, John 19:5. They scourge him, crown him with thorns, clothe him with an old purple robe, smite him with their fists. And now Pilate brings him forth, saying, Behold the Man. In his whole life he was holy, harmless, undefiled, full of mercy, and went about doing good. Yet, because he condemned sin and required submission to God's righteousness, he was hated, persecuted, and murdered. Let us behold this man. He exercised all the virtues which could adorn humanity. See his meekness, gentleness, patience, faith, fortitude, pity, and perfect love to God and man. O lovely character, O perfect pattern of holiness! Behold and adore him heartily. Behold and trust in him implicitly. My soul, behold the man. See his grief-stricken countenance, his battered frame, his breaking heart, his bleeding brow. He is enduring all this for you. Behold him, and do not doubt his love, nor question his veracity, nor fear your foes, nor dread your heavenly Father's wrath. Behold him as the proof of God's love to you, the confirmation of all the promises made to you, the pledge of all the blessings set before you. Behold him and sympathize with him. Look on the pierced one and mourn for him. Behold him and give yourself afresh unto him. Behold him and crucify your flesh with its passions and lusts. Behold him until a deep impression is made upon your heart and the love of sin departs. Behold him, if tempted to murmur or complain or repine at any of the dispensations of divine providence. Behold him, when Satan or the world allures you to sin or would draw you away from your God. Behold him, when death stares you in the face and the grave is ready for you. Behold the man. Behold and love him more. Behold and imitate him more. Behold and serve him more. May the man of sorrows be daily before my eye. And may I also behold him, coming in power and great glory. What a contrast will there be between his first and second coming, his cross and his throne, his crown of thorns and his crown of glory, as he appeared before Pilate and the Jewish rabble, and as surrounded with all the armies of heaven and all his saints with him. Behold the man.